So you're from Lima?
Yeah, Lima.
Lima, which is the capital. So
the capital.
Actually, you used to live in the same, or you come from the same place as Manuel. So how many people live in Lima? Can you remind us?
There are around 8 million people.
8 million people. Really? So it's 8 times more than in Prague.
Wow.
Amazing.
Sure.
So it must be really huge. Okay, tell us something more about Peruvians. What kind of people are they? So you said they are friendly, talkative, they like to socialize, they're sociable.
As you see, I'm very sociable.
Yeah, you're very sociable. Yeah, nobody asks me to record an episode. You're also a bit extravagant, because not everyone wants to be on the podcast. A bit extravagant?
Oh, maybe. It could be.
Could be. So am I, you know. That's why I'm doing this podcast. So, all right. What else can you tell us about Peruvians?
Okay.
What kind of people are they?
Well, Peruvians were like sociable people, as I said. We like to party a lot with family, with our family, with friends.
Even older people like to party?
Yeah, the older people. We
dancing, are, important in your culture?
Yes, like
singing.
We have the... Well, in Peru we have different type of music.
Okay.
One of them, it's huayno. Huayno, it's like, I don't know, saying my love something broke me. It's like something like...
It's like about love, singing about love.
Love, but broken
emotions.
Hearts.
Oh, you mean broken hearts. It's unreturned love.
Something like that.
Or broken hearts, you know.
Uh-huh. And the music,
breakups, about breakups, yeah, divorces,
yeah,
all that.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All the people like that like it. It's like usually over there.
Alright. What about younger people? What
younger,
are you into?
Younger people are like into most in the modern parties like now.
Do you listen to electronic music over there?
Sometimes.
What do you listen to personally?
Personally now, like for now I'm studying, concentrating on like listening to music to like
not so much
like John Lennon, the Beatles, something instrumental music, because I get concentrated when I'm studying.
So you believe in this
yes,
that
but for
different music styles are appropriate for different occasions, and for studying you need something
For example, for partying mellow. For partying, that will be into disco, there like electronic music, but
for studying you need something calmer,
something more mellow. And for example, we're like in the group of Latinos here in Potibrari.
Obviously Latin American music is very popular.
Yeah, we listen to
it. What about Zumba? Is it Latin American dance?
Yeah, it's Brazilian.
Brazilian, yeah.
Zumba.
But it's very close to what you like, right?
Yes, it's
Zumba,
it's moving.
A lot of moving with your body and in all directions.
Well, Zumba for me is like I don't
here it's I mostly for women, but
yes,
but
no one dances like this too.
But in your country everyone not just women.
I couldn't say that because I really don't know.
Okay, yeah, it's okay, it's fine. Now what else are Peruvians into?
Well, we are,
what else do you enjoy doing?
Peruvians we like to, like as said, Manuel, football.
Yeah, great, because I like football myself, so
yes, as Arsenal fan.
Because you support
Chelsea.
Oh my gosh, I think I'll stop recording this podcast now.
No, no way.
I am actually recording an episode with a Chelsea fan. Oh my god. Alright, who's your favorite Chelsea player?
For me now, Torres.
Torres, Fernando Torres.
Fernando Torres.
He doesn't score goals, but
he doesn't score goals, but
still, I like him too.
He's amazing.
A lot of people hated him because he was an expensive signing, and everybody expected miracles from him.
Yes, a lot.
And he was failing to fulfill people's expectations. However, I think he does a lot of other things for the team. He's a team player. I like the way he plays.
Yeah, he's a very good player, but he has his times.
Yeah.
He failed a lot. His amazing goals he can't
in front get of the goal.
Yes.
Empty goal.
Yes.
Goalkeeper is away.
Okay, enough.
All right. We won't go deeper into this, because we might have a fight here. over football listeners. This is how stupid guys can get sometimes, because they love football. It's just right. So, how is your national team doing?
Well,
you have your South American qualification.
Yeah,
I know about nine teams play there. 10 teams, maybe. It's one group, yeah, and you play each other.
Yes,
I know Bolivia. They always win their home matches because
yeah,
they play in high altitude.
Yes, but like same, Peru we have two. We have like Cusco. Cusco is like the same average which La Paz or Bolivia.
Oh, are you talking about the altitude?
Yes.
Like the height.
Yeah, and before
above the sea level.
Yes, and
altitude.
There was like the World Cup qualification for Brazil.
You know, the other teams, let me just explain it to listeners, maybe they are not following what we are talking about, okay? We're talking about football listeners, we're talking about the qualification group. Qualification group is a group stage through which you have to go if you want to get to World Cup. And there are some countries which are positioned higher as far as the landscape is concerned, like Bolivia. And so the matches are played in places like 4,000 meters above the sea level, and other teams are not used to playing there because it's
hard.
It's really harder for them to breathe in such conditions, and they lose because of this factor.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that's why
partly unfair, I think.
That's why people from Bolivia, they win.
You mean Bolivian team win?
Yeah. But this time Peru, we had a draw over there, because the Peruvian team had like a training at the most
at the highest place
so in Peru,
means,
like Cusco.
The players can get used to
get used to
the conditions.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about? Is it about breathing, or is
like
it about
breathing.
Your blood?
Like breathing and blood.
Pressure. I don't know. I don't understand biology so much, but I think it's about breathing too.
Yeah,
to be able to breathe in such conditions,
mm-hmm.
harsh conditions.
Yes.
Conditions.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So did Bolivia? Did Peru qualify to the World Cup in Brazil, which is happening obviously this year?
Unfortunately, no, because. As I said, I saw all the matches.
You saw the matches?
And I could see the referees. They are
corruption.
Corruptions, yes.
Bribed.
Yes, like that.
They were given some money.
Yeah, they got some for the enemy team or something like
to
that.
To influence the game.
Yes.
So it can be called match fixing.
It could be like that, mm-hmm. because when you see the matches, we're like saying, oh my gosh, that's not fair. We're saying a lot of bad words, like
uh-huh.
if I said now, Manuel is going to be like laughing because
okay, say it.
No, like, oh, concha tu madre, porque no pasas la pelota.
Yeah, speak some Spanish, it's interesting. Tell me more.
Oh, something like, oh no, este árbitro de mierda, fuiste comprado.
Árbitro, that's a referee.
Referee, yes,
okay.
The referee.
I can understand some words, you know, this is interesting.
Fuiste comprado por los chilenos, that means. Well, sorry for the bad words.
It's okay.
Fucking referee, you have been bought by the Chile players of Chile team.
Bought.
Yeah, boat.
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 Yes. Boat is
yeah.
Boat is like a ship.
Yeah.
Boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to work on this in my lessons next time. We have to work on the pronunciation. Okay.
Yeah, I have problems in pronunciation.
It's all right.
Actually,
it's all right. We can. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
My listeners, they are used to all different kinds of accents because I interview my students and they might know my accent. We are not native speakers. We just have to do our best.
Yes.
And try to learn and study and improve.
Improve.
And that's what we have to do. But obviously, you know, that this year the World Cup is finally in Brazil, which is the place where football is just...
amazing.
Football is something they can't really live without.
Yes.
It's the most important thing.
The most
Brazilians.
Important players, all history come from Brazil, like Pelé.
A lot of Ronaldinho. I wouldn't say all of them, but a lot of them.
A lot of them, yes.
A lot of them come from Brazil. Pelé, of course.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah.
I will say Maradona because of
Maradona is Argentinian, yes. But yeah, of course, there are loads of great Brazilian players because they just. This is the first gift they get from their parents when they are 1 year old, right?
Oh.
A ball.
It could be.
It must be. So they are really crazy about it.
That's
but
my future gift to my son is going to be a ball.
But actually, this is not so easy. It has become a bit of an issue because, as we know, South America is a bit infamous for a lot of poverty. Is that true? In some parts.
Yeah, in some parts it could be.
Poor areas.
Yes.
And what they say is that they build expensive stadiums, spend a lot of money, a lot of budget money from the taxes you pay.
Yes.
And then they don't give this money to people who need it. Some people who are homeless, maybe who don't have, who can't get the basic health care, you know. And
yes.
So it's a big, huge contrast.
That's like happening now in Brazil.
That's happening, and there must be some riots, even demonstrations against this. Against this, are you following this? Do you know what this is about? Do you read the news about it?
Yeah, I read sometimes. I read that, like, say Brazil is remodeling the stadiums, and they're like spending all the money they have.
It must cost fortune. Now.
Yes.
It must cost an arm and leg.
Oh, could be.
Yeah. Oh, it's an English expression, to cost an arm and a leg. It means it costs
a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
So it's to cost an arm and a leg. Yeah. What is your opinion? Are you for it or are you against it? Against the World Cup in Brazil? With all its aspects, even the negative aspects. Are you for or against?
I wouldn't say I'm against or for. It's like, it's football. Everyone likes football, playing football. It's like in free time you play it and like that. But for me, Brazil,
I think, in my opinion, they deserve it.
They will deserve it.
It must be there. It must be in South America. Where else would it be?
Yes.
It could be in Argentina or Brazil, the two most important countries. Well, it had been before in Uruguay, as far as I know. In Mexico, maybe? I'm not sure.
It was in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, in Mexico, Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Brazil and Argentina. So these are the most important countries. This is understandable.
Yes.
And for me, as a football fan, this is just great. I'm looking forward to this. I want to see the people dancing, people having fun, people having parties. This is amazing prospect for me.
And by the
seeing
way,
this world, I'm so gutted about the fact that we didn't get there. This is the Czech Republic. You can't imagine. So I'm going to support English football team now. England football team.
And by the way, I will ask for you, how was the situation with the Czech team?
Well, it's really tough. Well, we lost some important matches, unfortunately, and we didn't qualify. We didn't qualify to World Cup, and we even lost some matches against not such good teams. So, just you have to be consistent in qualification group. In European qualification, it's hard because there are so many teams who want to get there.
Yes,
but just the top teams get there, or the second teams play something that we call playoff.
Playoff, yes.
And it's really tough. It's a lot of teams want to get there, and you can't do it all the time if you are Czech Republic. Mm. We have a good team, but don't have as good team as France, for example, or England. You know,
the Czech team is now like they have younger players, but now we're going to miss Peter Cech.
Peter Cech is
he's getting old.
Well, for a goalkeeper, he can be a good goalkeeper. He can be a goalkeeper of Chelsea for six more years.
Yes,
I'm not afraid that he won't remain a Chelsea star for a lot of years.
Good goalkeeper will keep there.
Yeah. Whew, what's the time?
Okay.
So we have 10 more minutes.
Yes,
okay, fine. We have some other stuff to talk about. So if I come back to to this stadiums, to the stadium issue in Brazil, you don't think that the money was went down the drain? You don't think that?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
You think it's for a good cause?
It will.
From my point of view, it's great. I'm not those people, those poor people.
Yes. Well.
Difficulties.
You are not going to suffer.
I'm not the one who's going to suffer because of the stadiums being built, you know. So I don't know. I can't. I'm not in a position to judge the whole situation. But I'm actually glad that.
It's going to be in Brazil.
It's going to be in Brazil. It'll be really, really cool. What about the criminality rate? Should people be afraid? I mean, for example, you know, in about maybe 7 days, give or take, there will be Olympic Games in Sochi, in Russia. And everybody is afraid of terrorist attacks.
No.
Because some radical groups threatened that they would do something. That, you know, so let's hope this is not gonna happen. But and then there was a World Cup in South Africa, which is known for the highest rate of criminality in the world. Maybe, you know, it's really every day so many people die in murders, everything.
That. Well, in Brazil.
What about in Brazil?
Well, in Brazil, I used to live in Brazil. You need to be very careful to live there, because I remember as a child. My dad and my mom, my family, going back to home after buying food from the supermarket. They stopped us, a guy, in the red light, and say, "Get out of the fucking car! I'll shoot you." And I remember that day, he showed us the gun.
But he showed you the gun.
The gun. Well, the other side was that there were police and say, "Hey," and the police and the robber with the gun got out running.
He ran away.
Yeah, they ran. And
oh my
there was
god!
I was the lookout.
What a terrible experience!
Yes, it's very terrifying.
It must have been scary.
Yeah, it's very scary, very terrifying. I have that images in my mind.
Oh my god!
Yes, it's very.
So you think
scary.
It's gonna be a little bit tough?
Well.
Will it be alright? Do you think the government will take some measures?
Yeah, it will.
It will take some measures. There will be more policemen in the street.
Yeah, it must do
it. They must do it. They have to do it, yeah. In order to protect all the fans, because all the fans from England, for example, will come all the way, will fly all the way from Europe to see their national team.
Yes.
And they, of course, they don't want to...
Get killed. Yes.
No, it's reasonable that people don't want to get killed while watching football match, because this, you want to enjoy watching football match.
Yes.
You don't want to get killed while watching a football match, do you?
No.
Usually you don't.
Well, never.
Never. Yeah. Never ever.
Never ever.
Great.
Never
great.
Say never.
Never say never. On the other hand, yeah. Some people might want to commit suicide there. You know, they are football fans. Maybe they go bankrupt. Their companies go bankrupt and they lost all their money, their life basically is in ruins, and they love football. They want to see their last wish. They want to see a football match of their national team. So they go to Brazil to watch the finals
and they go
and
broke.
They know they want to die there. Yeah, so they will get will get killed while watching their.
Or they will join to some criminal.
Okay. All right, they will say, "I'll shoot you. You join our gang, or I'll shoot you."
Yeah.
Would you join the gang if somebody told you this?
No, never.
So you would get shot.
Yeah, I prefer to be shot.
You prefer to be killed and shot. Rather than join a gang.
Gang, no, never in my life.
You think so?
Because in Peru we have that things like gangs.
Really?
Every.
Is it like the drug? Is it like the drugs?
No.
In Colombia, for example.
It's like the same. But
is it true that in Colombia, Mexico, there are a lot of drug-related crime?
Yes.
There is a lot of drug-related crime.
Unfortunately, yes.
And is it the same in Peru?
No. Well. I couldn't say, but it's like between.
Okay, it's not so.
It's not so popular because people there are like
It's not so serious there.
Not serious. I like more in apples.
Apples?
Apples. Yes.
Apples?
Apples. Guns.
Oh, apples. We eat apples. You meant weapons.
Weapons.
Can I leave it there in the podcast? It's a funny mistake.
Yeah, it's a funny mistake.
I won't edit this one out because it's a funny one.
Okay. You got one.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right.
In Lima we have like Prague. We have like 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're like districts.
Districts.
Okay.
Yes. And Lima we have the same districts like Los Olivos, Comas, San Borja, Comas. That's like districts.
Okay. Just for my listeners, Jorge was just speaking Spanish.
Yes.
If you didn't understand this. Don't look it up in the dictionary of idioms, of English idioms, because you won't find those idioms there. It was Spanish, listeners.
Spanish.
Yes. They were the names of the districts in Lima.
Lima. And every district mm-hmm. it must be there a gang.
There must be a gang. In every district there is a gang.
Yes.
Okay.
It's very dangerous in Lima, and but they work like at night. But I'm not sure about that because at night I don't go often to the streets because I'm scared.
Because you're scared. Even though you're a tall guy, you're the tallest guy in the district, probably. You're still scared.
Yeah, I could be tall or something like that, but...
Okay. How tall are you, by the way?
I'm like 196.
196? Do you know that you're as tall as my cousin, Honza? I do a lot of podcast episodes with Honza. He is the most interviewed person in my podcast, the most important assistant of mine, and guest in my episodes. You actually are going to see him tonight. I think you have already seen him.
Okay.
You're going to see him tonight. He's coming to a get-together, which I organize.
Yes.
It's a get-together that I decided to do. It started about 3 months ago. Last week there was a second unofficial
meeting.
Thank you very much.
You're
indeed.
Welcome.
And because it's quite popular, students ask me to do it again. I'm doing it again, and I started calling it linguistic circle. Basically, what happens is that some of my Czech friends, my cousin, and other students from UOP, Russians, Peruvian, and others meet there, and sometimes I prepare some activities, sometimes we play some games, sometimes we just talk, have fun and drink, and we talk English, we speak Czech, English, sometimes Russian.
Yes,
it's funny, it's really fun. Funny meetings, and I just hope this will continue and everybody will have good time. And it can actually, my podcast can actually benefit from it,
mm-hmm.
because I might get a lot of interviews from there.
Yes.
But this is not the only reason I'm doing this for, of course. This is another reason is because I like hanging out with people of different cultures. It's interesting. It's enriching. It's an enriching experience. It can enrich you. And I think you have just enriched this podcast by your experience of living in Peru.
Yes.
And on this note, I'd like to finish this episode. Is there a final word you would like to tell my listeners?
Well, I'm glad to have classes with Zdenek. He's a very good teacher, I can say that. He's not a native speaker, but he's a good teacher. And very funny, having time like that. Yes. And, well, I could say goodbye to everyone.
I have no words. I'm lost for words. So
I'm sorry.
Really, I'm on the verge of crying.
Oh, okay. Don't cry, please.
Thanks a lot.
I will cry too.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. But I won't cry because I'm not from South America, so I'm not so emotional. I'm cold. Remember, I'm cold.
I'm cold.
Thanks, Jorge, for featuring in my podcast.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Goodbye.